Jim, I want to ask now, 131060, Hobart, jump on the phones. What did you buy and never use? What did you buy and never use? Movie tickets up for grabs if you give us a call, 131060. Because, Jim, over 80%, 80% of the make yourself at home Tassie travel vouchers have still not been used. Get this, only 6,600 of 41,500 Tassie travel vouchers have been claimed, meaning there is millions of dollars still waiting to be injected into the Tassie tourism economy, which was the whole purpose. The whole purpose of these things was to inject some money into our tourism economy. Now, Gutland's come out and said that these need to be used before the end of November or they're going to expire.
Yeah, so people have until the 30th of November to book them, I think,
and then reclaim the money as well. Well, yeah, so the kind of logic that you're going to reclaim the money. Otherwise, they're going to go. Yeah. I just can't believe this. We just had school holidays. I thought so many people would be out there because these things went straight away.
Yeah, well, I put a post up on Facebook. Some people are saying they're waiting till this weekend, the show, like take Friday off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's all right. We've got Thursday off, don't we?
Yeah.
Party.
Sorry, guys. We're not here Thursday morning. We're gonna sleep in.
So strange.
People, yeah. What are you guys doing? Sleeping.
But we're back Friday.
Yeah. Yeah, so some, I don't know, like, yeah, it's it seems strange to me that, because there's so many people out there that didn't get a voucher, that tried to. And
these people would have jumped all over it straight away.
I don't think, I didn't see anything, but we don't have any confirmation or information whether or not if people don't use them, they then go back into them and then somebody else gets them.
No, I don't think they do, but I think they should. I think that's what should happen. It should go back into the pool. If you're not going to use it, like, these people might have just jumped on. You know, to have one.
What do you?
Maybe
what
they even forgot.
What do you reckon's worse? Someone getting one voucher and not using it.
Yeah.
Or someone getting both vouchers because it was two rounds and just getting two vouchers and using them both.
And using them both.
Yeah.
Oh, they're both equally bad. But I think at least they've been used.
Yeah, it's
true. You know what I mean? So that's fine. If you're lucky enough to get both, that's fine. But if you got one and never used it, oh god, that makes me annoyed.
Yeah. Look, I'm actually not. If they then said, look, if people got them and didn't use them, and then they went back into another redraw, that wouldn't. I think at the moment it's if people are getting them, not using them, and then we don't get another chance. That's what's.
Have you ever? And I know you buy a lot of things. Have you ever bought something and never used it? Clothes, I feel like, would be a big one for you.
No, see, I
bought those maroon jeans. Remember those maroon jeans that my girlfriend threw out the other day? Never wore those.
Yeah, see, I'm big on, like, this is why I don't like presents from people because I like to buy things when I need and want them. So I find it odd that us as a society, we get to like Christmas and our birthdays and suddenly
force
it's
you
like,
have a present.
Well, yeah, it's like,
what do I need?
Suddenly I need all these things. It's like, no, I don't have two moments a year where I need stuff. So, you know, I'm big on not getting anything because I like to get it. Because then I don't get something that, because I find it at Christmas and birthdays, and nowadays you know what I'm like. I'm like, don't get me anything. Is that I end up, you know, I don't have waste anymore because I used to get presents and go, I'm not going to wear that. And you don't want to hurt someone's feelings. And so
I'll tell you something that I bought that probably the most expensive thing that I've ever bought. Never used it. Will never use it. A law degree. A $70,000 law degree.
Yeah, that's your fault because I said you should quit.
Oh, absolutely.
Quit.
It's my fault. No, I'm blaming you.
Yeah, I was adamant.
You told me not to do it, and I was like, I'm going to prove you wrong.
Yeah, yeah, it was reverse psychology. I'm like, don't do it. You should do it.
Jim, we just asked the question, 131060, what did you buy and never use? This is after over 80% of the make-yourself-at-home Tassie travel vouchers have still not been used. Gutland's come out and said that they've got until the 30th of November, otherwise they'll expire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is sad. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are pissed off, and rightly so.
Oh, I'm pissed off.
Well, you're doing
I was very late to the party. I think I tried like a day later to get one.
No, you didn't even try, then you're angry. You're like, I didn't get one.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything to try and get it, but
I'm still annoyed that I didn't get one.
I think we were talking about it at home, and you were like, just dumb that I didn't get it. And then your girlfriend Meg was like,
did you try?
Well, no, when was it? And I went, last night at 7 o'clock. And she goes, you didn't try last night. We were watching TV. And you're like, yeah, but I'm still should have got it.
Yeah, but I'm still annoyed.
Yeah,
well, that I didn't get one.
You know what? You can be, mate.
I can. I'm an outrage,
you're
mate.
You're outraged. Everyone should get one. You know what I mean? The same policy is when you open a packet of gum at school or somewhere. Well, actually, I don't think they can chew gum at school. You know, everyone gets a piece.
Yeah,
if you're opening up gum,
everyone should get a piece. Yeah. Would you like? And you should offer. Would you like a piece?
Don't
like
open it just for yourself.
No, that's why it's a packet.
Share, you know what I mean? Sharing's caring.
If you don't want to share it, just bring one piece in. No one ever does.
No, you can't do that because that's rude then.
Well, you're so
you're
right,
the only one, haven't it?
Don't be rude, guys.
Yeah, if you're going to bring something to somewhere, bring enough for everyone.
Let's go to Eamon from Gilston Bay. Hey, Eamon, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We're going all right. What did you buy and never use?
So 3 years ago, I went to Turkey and I bought $1,000 worth of silk carpet from there. And it's been lying there because I was waiting to buy a house here and put it there, but I never got a house yet. So it's still lying there.
Okay, so you bought $1,000 rug for your house. Yeah. And how long ago was that?
I think 3 years ago. Yep.
Three years ago.
Where is it? What is it doing?
It's just lying in a small bag.
So is it a rug or is it carpet?
It's a big rug, but because it's silk, so it's foldable.
Okay, so foldable silk.
It's in a bag, yeah.
Okay.
And then I bought a couple of paintings from Lake District in United Kingdom when I went there, and they're still lying because I'm waiting to get a house.
Okay. Eamon, have you thought, are you eventually going to put them out when the house comes along, or are you going to resell them, or are you just happy for it to kind of collect dust?
I don't know. If I find somebody who want to, collector maybe, would I give it to them? Because probably by the time I'll have my house, they'll be all depreciated.
Yeah, well, we can. I mean, 13, 10, 60 if you want Eamon's rug.
It's become a buy, swap, and sell program. So if you want to buy Eamon's rugs, purchase or swap.
Or if somebody want to give me a house.
Okay.
So
would you do a rug for a house?
Is it rug and paintings or just rug?
Yeah. No, rug and paintings.
Rug and paintings for a house.
Rug and paintings. Anywhere you want to live in particular, Eamon?
I like to have a place in Taruna.
Taruna. All right. Okay. If anyone is selling in Taruna, you want to trade your house for a rug and some paintings.
13, 10, 60.
Yeah. Oh, phone's going off, Eamon. We'll come back to you. All right. Beck from Glenorchy.
Beck, so you've got a house in Taruna.
No, I wish I did. I'll also take a house, please.
Where would you like a house, Beck?
Oh, you know what? I'd be happy to go anywhere.
Anywhere.
Just need 4 bedroom. Yeah.
4 bedroom?
As long as that was mine. Yeah. That would be great.
4 bedroom, 2 bath, Beck?
No, one. I don't like cleaning.
No, you're right.
But 2 toilets would be good because I have 3 kids. So. Yeah.
How many car spaces do you need, Beck? Or do you not mind?
One for me and one for my future husband once I find him.
Okay. All right. So we're also
doing dating as well.
Yeah, we can do that. We can get Eamon a house and we can get Beck a husband. What are you looking for in a man, Beck?
Awesome. Honesty, loyalty, fun, someone that's funny.
All right. We'll
with kids or teens.
All right. We'll contact Harcourts. Get them on. Next.
For the husband.
Huh? Well, they could be a good real estate agent. You know, sell a house and then also move in with her.
Yeah, okay.
All right, we've really lost sight of what's going on.
Again, the phones are always open if you want to be Beck's husband or if you want to give a house.
But Beck, let's go with what did you buy and never use?
There's 2 things. One, and my good friends would know all this, is clothing.
Clothing.
I still have so many items with tags on them because I normally go and buy smaller sizing to try and encourage me to get my weight off from up and down. So at the moment, I've got 2 crates of clothing, brand new, probably around $2,000 worth. Sorry, Mum.
$2,000?
Have you thought about selling it, Beck?
I reckon.
Would you?
You know what? I do go through my clothing and I'm like, not today. And this one, no, not today.
Would you?
I just can't part with them.
Would you ever trade it for anything?
Yeah, house and husband.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the showdown. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.